Lecture, intelligence as a scaffold that eats its own supports. Good afternoon. Today is the last time I'm going to let you think intelligence is impressive. After today, I hope you'll see it as inevitable. Up to now, we've watched systems at layers. Reaction. Correction. Memory. Replication. Hierarchy. Prediction. Models. Each layer appeared because the previous one stopped working. Not because it was elegant. Because it collapsed. Now here's the uncomfortable truth. Once a system relies on models to survive, the models themselves become a liability. They can be wrong. They can go stale. They can lock the system into bad futures. At that point, something has to change. Let me give you a familiar example. You learn a rule that works. You use it for years. Then the world changes. If you cling to the rule, you fail. If you abandon all rules, you fail faster. What survives? The ability to revise rules. That's today's idea. Intelligence is not about having good models. It's about not being trapped by bad ones. Think about training wheels again. They help you ride. But if you never remove them, you can't turn sharply. You can't go fast. You can't adapt. At some point, the scaffold becomes the problem. Intelligence is what happens when a system starts removing its own scaffolds. Now be careful. This does not mean thinking. It does not mean consciousness. It does not mean understanding. It means model management. Treating predictions as provisional. Testing them. Replacing them. Holding multiple possibilities open. Here's why this is forced. As environments become complex, fixed models fail more often than they succeed. External regularities disappear. Other predicting systems interfere. The world stops cooperating. If you don't revise your models, you collapse. So the system turns inward. It starts asking, structurally, which of my expectations is hurting me? Which one is no longer safe? Which one should I stop trusting? That's intelligence. Not insight. Not wisdom. Damage control at a higher level. This is why intelligence looks flexible. It hedges. It delays commitment. It explores cheaply. It avoids irreversible moves. That's not creativity. That's caution. Creativity is what caution looks like from the outside. Now let me say something important. Intelligence is expensive. It burns energy. It introduces delay. It creates new failure modes. Most systems cannot afford it. Intelligence appears only when simple strategies fail, rigidity becomes lethal, and collapse is otherwise unavoidable. It's a last resort. And it is fragile. Bad intelligence is worse than none. Self-reinforcing wrong models can destroy a system faster than blind reaction. Intelligence does not guarantee survival. It merely keeps survival possible. So here's today's takeaway. Intelligence is not the crown of evolution. It's not the goal of the universe. It's what happens when fixed ways of surviving stop working. Next time, and this really is the end of the story, we'll talk about why it stops here. Why there is no endless ladder beyond intelligence. Why explanation itself reaches a limit. And why that's not a failure. See you next class.